Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We are talking every single episode of every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits. Streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki. Hello, here I am. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me. It is Wednesday, and it's really Tuesday where we are. You know, I'm always honest with you. Andrew is in St. Louis. I'm back in Los Angeles, California. Noah is in Tucson, and it's 10 a.m. here, or 10:19. We start a little late. On the West Coast, I had to do at 9:15. I was doing morning TV show. You know, these like just daily morning local TV shows for San Diego, because I'm going to be in Harrah's in Valley Center, but it's really San Diego this Saturday. If you live near there, I can't believe I've been saying Valley Center the whole time. I'm like, who told me to promote Valley Center when it's San Diego? Like, because not everyone who lives in San Diego probably even knows Valley Center is near San Diego. It's like, this is just these like glitches in my marketing plans. But every casino is in some city that is not the actual city it's in. But I'm in Harrah's in San Diego this weekend, outside of San Diego. But if you have a car or... You know, Uber will go out there. So I don't know why I've been saying. Anyway, I didn't know it was in San Diego until I did the morning show, and I log on today, and it's like, you know, good morning, San Diego. And it was a guy and a girl interviewing me, and the guy was a super fan of mine from like Stern, and I'm guessing Roast.
Oh, cool.
And so he was like so excited, and the girl was like, fine. She was less than less so. And it was funny because they told before in the pre-interview, they're like, they're going to mention your tour and they're going to mention Welcome Home, Nikki Glaser. And I'm like, because I was like not feeling funny this morning. I woke up. I was just like, had no makeup on. I looked puffy faced. I was just like, no one's going to like this interview. I don't even know what is funny about myself. And then I was like, oh, that's funny that they're going to promote a show that's canceled. And so I instantly, as soon as I got on, I was like, Well, my reality show isn't coming back, so you can enjoy the first season, but thanks for bringing that. You know, like, it was just automatically funny. And then our interview went really well. And the guy was kind of just like gushing, like, you need to go back on Stern. They just did a, you know, dating show with Drew Barrymore. They should do one with you. I'm going into it with him, and it was fun. And he's just like dying at everything I say. It was really nice. And then they say goodbye to me. The Nikki Glaser catcher this weekend at Harrah's in San Diego on Saturday. Tickets still available. Here's the link. Da, da, da. And then they're like, bye, Nikki. And I wave off. And then my screen goes out. And then it cuts to them just solo in studio, just like kind of going to the commercial. You know, when the camera kind of like pulls out and they're still mic'd. And he was like, I just love her. And she goes, clearly.
Oh, and it just shit. Goes.
Oh, snap.
Dude, that feels like they got something going on.
I wish
that's
I would
amazing.
Have been screen recording. It was such a good clearly. Like, keep it in your pants, John. Like, yeah, Raul was his name,
We'll
actually.
Talk about this when we get home.
Yeah. It was just like, she was just like not having it, but it was funny. She was probably just like, calm down, you know, or I don't know. Maybe there is something there, but probably not. She might've just been like, clearly you like, but I read into it as clearly.
No, it's definitely. I'm
always, yeah, it was kind of a dig. But that was my morning of doing that. And I was just like,
it would have been great if you could have still sleep. Got a word in. Like, if you're like, oh yeah, clearly, thanks, still here. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you then.
Was it clear? Shawnee?
Was it clear, Claire?
Clear, Claire?
Clear, Claire?
No, they were both very nice. And they were actually really good interviewers because sometimes they ask too many questions or they get like offended at everything you say. That's the thing with morning TV hosts is everything you say, because they know you're filthy. It, you know, at points in your career, they're just like, no. And I'm like, I just woke up. And they're like, we know what that means. Yeah, you were in a bed with a man getting banged out. Like, it's everything's innuendo.
So that just happened to you. You were talking about it a couple of weeks ago on like a morning
getting
LA
banged
show.
Out in the morning?
No.
And you said that you weren't ever going to go back there because they were kind of rude to you and they kept trying to like act funny.
Oh, I hope I remember that, because I don't remember. It's not coming to my recollection now, but I hope I remember so I don't go back there. I had an experience recently with someone, a celebrity, where they just really dismissed me in to pay attention to another person they thought was more famous. There's this thing that celebrities do. I've had it happen to me a couple times, and I can't wait to write a tell-all book when these people are dead to tell you who did it. But they do this thing where they are so aware of maybe another famous person talking to them who's in the room that they'll be looking at you having a conversation, and I will ask a question and we will have been in a back and forth at this point. I will ask another question, and then the person that is more famous will say something, not even to them, but say something. And so they quickly look over and they hear my question, look at me and don't answer, and then look over at them and try to engage in them. And it's the only embarrassing thing about it is that other people witness it and see you get completely dismissed by this person.
Yeah, what's the move there? What do you do there?
My friend Robin witnessed it happen to me with a big celebrity once. It's always because there's a more famous person next to me. And I didn't, the second time it happened, the move is I'm going to be, it's makes me want to become so successful because this girl underestimated me and thinks I'm not going to be anything that she has to worry about someday. And when she comes on my show someday to promote something, I'm going to go, oh, actually, we're not going to have her on. Cancel her. The day before, and she's already flown in and gotten her, and spent $2,000 on a stylist and practiced her little song she's going to sing. Can't come on anymore. Sorry. You dismissed me. Remember me? Remember me that you thought I wasn't more famous than that girl who had a reality show on E! A million years ago that you probably watched and thought was more important than me? Oh, remember when you dismissed me because I mentioned during this long day that I was like taking singing lessons, and I wasn't mentioning it like I'm a singer. But I was just like, oh yeah, I'm not a good singer, but I'm trying. And this person's a singer and they could not have hated me more for that. Like all of a sudden it became everything they said was about like, I'm a singer. Me and this girl are singers and you're not a singer. Like everything it was like, suddenly they just became, that was their only thing that they wanted to talk about. And I was like, and because they knew I was like trying, it was like Mean Girls. But I can't wait. Like, that's the kind of thing that makes me work hard. It's because I have
to
someday.
I love that it makes you more competitive.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have. That's a good trait. I don't even want a late night talk show, but I want one so we can book her and then tell her she can't come
and
on.
Then
and then she asks why. And I say, oh, let her know that 10 years ago we did this show together. And I asked her a question that I didn't even care about because I was just trying to be nice because all she seemed to care about was talking about herself. So I asked her a question about herself because she didn't give a fuck about anyone else. And she looked through me, heard the question, and then looked the other way. And I know she heard the question because she followed it up later after she dismissed me. It was wild.
Maybe you could set her up to like Ashley Simpson style. Like she's a fucking, that she's lip syncing and her... She's been a liar this whole time.
She's a good singer.
Damn it.
I do know that.
She's but I really talented, actually.
She actually is very talented. No doubt about it. But I will not have that talent on my show someday.
People don't need to see it. I have so many ideas of who it is. I'm sure people at home, too. I know. It's probably like
no one has any idea. It was a thing I did months ago. And I purposely waited to talk about it so that you couldn't place it because I've done so many things with so many. There's been so many things I've done with singers that you won't be able to place it. But someday I'll tell you when it's proven, when it comes out that she's a racist or something or she beats her dog. And then I'll go, actually, I have a good story about this woman who's already canceled.
People are like, Nikki, she beats her dog. This story doesn't seem that bad. You're like, no, she fucking dissed me. She's like, yeah. She killed like
nine
dogs.
Well, that's the only time you can pile on about the bad stuff you know about celebrities is when they get canceled. You can't before then because you risk losing everything. Like the other day on the podcast that I did solo, I mentioned that I may have heard Julia Roberts wasn't the coolest person or it was kind of out of touch. And that even scared me to do because I'm like... What if that gets back to, like that could affect everything. And yesterday I was going to post a clip of Gwyneth Paltrow getting taken down by this TikToker because she was talking about like nowadays you just can be famous for having no talent. And this guy like interrupt, you know, on TikTok where they like interrupt and he's like, excuse me, Gwyneth, I'm sorry. You did nothing to get where you are. You have rich parents. You grow up, you went to private school on the Upper East Side. You have a famous mom and a famous dad. You did nothing. And then I was like, actually, I kind of see Gwyneth's point. She like studied acting and is talented. She has a talent where she's talking about these people, you know, who don't have talent. But I honestly think that being funny on TikTok is a talent. There are sometimes I run into people and I'm like, this girl is so fucking funny. I wish I casted SNL. I could really make a whole cast out of people, obscure people on TikTok. Mm-hmm. I sometimes just go down a rabbit hole of someone. So I don't know. I'm trying to think of people who, models aren't actually, Kardashians aren't talented. That's the thing. That is, they're talented for being interesting and I guess, but that's the oldest, that's the most hacky thing you can say is the Kardashians aren't talented. But those are the only people that I can really point to and go, they are good models. So I'll give them that. And they're interesting reality show people. And that's a talent too, as I know, since I've been on a reality show that's been canceled. So clearly I couldn't do what they did. It was also a different time in TV. The first season of their show, no one watched it either, except now if no one watches the first season of your show, you get canceled. And back then, they would give you an opportunity because that was the way TV worked back then, as they were like, oh, they had faith in shows and they like left them on air. So people would, you know, you can't gain an audience over one season. So the first season of The Kardashians bombed from what I made up just now.
That's talented.
I don't know. No, I really think that didn't do well. But that is, felt that way? Like, don't you hate when there's a friend of yours? Like, I have one friend, too, who I love this person, and they have meant so much to me in my life, throughout my life, and been so good to me. And then I got a little bit famous, and boy, they got better to me. Suddenly, they were like,
oh, yeah,
so nice to me.
And a lot of people, yeah.
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 But then if someone more famous walks in the comedy cellar,
I'd be done.
They can't even listen. They can't hear me. It's like they are so distracted, like they're waiting for their fajitas to arrive. You know, like when you're hungry and you can't focus? That's what it's like when Chris Rock walks in when I'm sitting across from this person.
There is something like in college, because I cheated so much and I was such a disaster, that people just thought I was literally a joke. You know, like they were friends with me, but they like treated me like I was like a gorilla at the zoo. Like, oh, Colin's here. Let's throw shots in his mouth and see him try to suck his own dick or something like, and I
you
did,
were
but
a yeah, party but, animal. And that was your, you were like, they put a coin
my
in
whole
you,
identity
but it
was yeah, my whole identity was just being dumb. And then
dance.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, I did this for 10 years and I finally kind of, I guess, whatever, made it to a point where I'm at. And now they're like, oh yeah, you were always funny. You were all, like, it does feel different of how they, but I guess they respect me more now, but it's also like, you couldn't see then that I like was like, maybe because I didn't love myself, whatever. But
yeah,
I don't blame them completely, but there is like more like DMs of like random people that I haven't talked to in 9 years.
Yeah.
Wow. And they're like, dude, it's, you're coming here to this city? Oh, we should hang out and get drinks after.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you like hated me, I think.
You hazed me.
Yeah, yeah.
You snowed
yeah,
down you my shirt.
You cyberbullied me for months.
In person.
On before AOL, you use Prodigy.
I guess yeah, it's kind of rewarding when that happens, though. You know,
no, it isn't. You know why? Because it doesn't. It doesn't make me feel good because it makes me feel like actually, you know, what makes me feel good is that I realize this person that I've built up in my head that didn't like me because they just didn't think I was funny, or they didn't like me because they just thought I was. You know, my mind goes to like not cool, ugly, not pretty, like just not funny. Then I realized, oh, they didn't like me because I wasn't famous enough. They're so shallow. And they're usually a person that I would put on a pedestal, right? Because I want them to like me. Why don't they like me? They're funny. They're cool. They seem to like everyone else. And then at some point they start acknowledging me and they don't. Oh my God, this one person on a red carpet once, I'll never forget it. Oh, this person I had so many run-ins with where they were just dismissive of me. It was on a red... I'm not going to even place it because I just don't ever want it to come back to the person because I'm still scared of them, but...
Blue carpet, then?
I was... Yeah. It was a maroon... That's a, you know, for all the Swifties out there. So it was a maroon carpet, and she was with her partner, and I was by myself. I was completely out of place. You could tell that I was alone. She knows me and too cool for school, won't even look at me. And then I'm waiting. Do you do that thing ever where you see someone and you know you're gonna say hi once you see each other, and so you kind of just like wait for them to see you in your periphery? I mean, we were literally 3 feet apart and I knew she already saw me, and it was getting to the point where I was like, we're gonna have to acknowledge each other. I know she doesn't like me for whatever reason. Come to find out it's because I'm not famous, because now she's nice to me, but at the time I wasn't. And and I see her see me out of the corner of her eye, or I'm looking at her for maybe 2 seconds because I know she's about to turn her head and she'll see me, and then she turns her head and looks at me and goes, okay, just staring at me. Hi.
Oh my God, dude. I would be so angry at that. Oh my God.
And I was like, I wasn't. I was just waiting for, you know, and I was trying to explain it, but it was on the red carpet. It was so hot out. It was so freaking hot. And I had the skirt on and I was soaked. And I was trying to make small talk because they were kind of talking about how hot it was. And I was like, it is like a waterfall underneath this of sweat. And she just goes, ew. And I'm just like, oh, cool. Like, cannot win with this bitch. Totally ignores me. Won't be nice. Makes fun of me for staring at her. It was just like,
so
it was
mean.
And then she's nice to me once I, you know, get a little bit more famous. And all I wanted her, she's so cool. All I wanted her was to like me. And now she does. And I'm like, I liked you better when you were consistent, you know, when you just were a straight up cunt across the board. I like, I respected you. I feared you. And now I know you're just as sad as the saddest, like you're just, you care about people's fame. Like you're supposed to be cooler than that. You're the coolest person ever. And that's where you go, this is sad. And I swear to God, any comedian or famous person that you look at and you think they are so above it and that they would not be goo-goo-eyed for like a famous person, or they wouldn't change, or they wouldn't dismiss you, I promise you they would. I really think that I would not. I you know, you don't know yourself, but I do not. I definitely get like gaga-eyed for a celebrity. There's no doubt about it. But I will not dismiss a lesser celebrity or a person I'm talking to. Unless they're my friend, I'll be like, oh my God, hold on. I got to go say something to this guy. Like, I'll bring you in on it. I'm not going to actually dismiss you. But I will tell you, one of the coolest comedians that everyone thinks is the coolest guy there is. That, and I'm not, Jon Stewart actually wouldn't. When I said that, I go, who would I think she's talking about? And I would think Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart actually would not probably ignore someone for someone famous. But the other coolest guy that you think just tells it like it is and is just an everyman and doesn't involve himself with Hollywood is such a climber. They're all climbers, everyone. They all would kick you. They would stand upon you to get an autograph from Kelly Clarkson. Like, this is the level. Like, they will, or, someone that they would probably, like Kim Kardashian, someone that they would make fun of on stage, when that person walks in, they will, and I'm like that too with Kim Kardashian, I could talk shit, but that was really disappointing to me, was seeing these people that I go, wow, they're like they're heroes of like not caring what other people think, and not, they just seem like they transcend celebrity, but they all are climbers. That's how they make it. They're all climbers. We gotta go to break. I'll come back with more after this. Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek. And then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast, because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know, because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues, like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the weather is getting a lot warmer, and so your wardrobe probably needs an update. I know mine does, and it's so hard when you want to buy new stuff because you want it to last a long time, you want it to look really good, and you want it to, like, stand the test of time in terms of, like, fashion. At least that's what I want. And so that's why I love Quince, because Quince is all about effortless fashion that looks chic and timeless year-round. I'm talking premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. Washable silk top. They have so many chic jewelry pieces, like these globe boho hoops. I love those. You could just blindly click and end up with such wardrobe essentials. They're not wasting your time at Quince. I love the Quince dress I got. I'm trying to find it because I want to say the exact name of it, but it's like this long sleeve dress, but it's like a midi skirt. It's so cute. It's like silky feeling. It's just, I've told you about it before. Okay, there's so much cute stuff on here. I got to go and get back to the podcast, but you know what to do. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Nikki. All right, we're back. Tonight, my mom is coming to town. We're doing a TV show tomorrow. And I'm excited. Tonight, before my mom gets to town, I'm doing a set at the Comedy Store called Comedy on the Spot. And man, I don't want to do Comedy on the Spot. It's just what, Jeremiah just Watkins show and they just give you stuff. I told him, I was like, he puts up clips too. And I go, will you not clip this out if I don't do well? Like, do I get to have final say? It's the only way I'm doing the show. And he was like, yeah, that's fine. So I'm going to do it, but I don't like being put on the spot, but it'll be fine. I did some crowd work this weekend. It was really fun. It worked out. There was like a guy in the front row with a girl, and I asked, I was doing a joke about short guys, and he raised his hand, and he's like, I'm short. And I go, and you're with this girl? And he was like, no. And I'm like, are you guys friends? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, well, he's in love with you, like 100%. And everyone laughed. And I'm like, it's just the way it is. Sorry. Like, if you're going to a show together, and he's like, I have a girlfriend. And I go, well, that's a cool bitch to let you go out with this pretty girl. And then, and I go, or are you his mistress? Like, I couldn't. And then I started kind of cracking something that I almost was like, oh, I don't want to out them as. And then another person that like knew them was like, that's not the whole story. And I was like, we are stopping this. Like, I got out of it. I didn't even say what she said because I was like, I don't even want anyone to know. I didn't want to bust.
Oh my God.
It was so scary. But that's how I feel about crowd work, is sometimes you just, you end up talking to
like
people, and they don't.
A witness in their divorce case.
Like the guy will start talking, and the girl gets pulled into it. And I don't like making people who don't want to be talked to feel uneasy. Like, Noah, if you were at a show and suddenly someone started talking to you, you would be horrified.
Oh, horrified! And actually, I'm going to see Colin Quinn on Thursday.
Oh, fun.
He's in town, and so all the tickets for like the first four rows are like standard tickets, and then after that row it said GA, which is so I'm like, wait, I don't want to have to get there when doors open, but I also don't want to get a shitty seat. So then I bought the tickets, but now I'm just like, oh my God, I don't want him to see me. How do I become invisible?
That's why at the beginning of all my shows I always say, don't worry, I'm not going to talk to any of you. Like, if you're a girl whose boyfriend is dying for me to talk to you, I'm not going to. And the guys are always like, please. I'm like, I'm not going to do it because I'm trying. It's not because I'm scared of crowd work. I just don't want to make girls like, I realize that's it. I don't want to make people feel uncomfortable or have, if I start talking to one couple, I don't want the couple next to them to suddenly go like, oh, please don't talk to me. Please don't talk to me. Please don't talk to me. Because I know that feeling. I used to feel that way too when I would go to things like, please don't call on me, please. Like the teacher, like, and people are paying money to see me. I don't want to give them a panic attack.
It's hard too, because like the best people to do crowd work with isn't the one that really wants to be talked to, because then they try to be funny, and then they're like, they don't answer real. But then you don't want to talk to the two nerd. There's someone like in the middle, but you know,
there's someone in the middle who doesn't care either way and is just like not nervous to answer and is there, but isn't eager to answer. Yes, that is the best. If you are that person, sit up front.
Yeah, that's a great person. Thank
you. Raise your hand or something.
If my show is the best show for people with social anxiety to go to, I will never, ever. The only reason I went in the crowd is because this guy raised up his hand. And I immediately, as soon as the girl showed that she was a little tense, I just completely left her alone. I'm never going to make you feel uncomfortable. Yeah, I'm super aware of that. And
are you excited to have your mom in town?
Yeah, I mean, isn't it always that thing of like, yeah, she's staying tonight and tomorrow. Yeah, she gets in tonight and then tomorrow night too, and then on Thursday, Anya's doing a show in Santa Barbara at this like nice hotel that she met some fans of mine at a show last tour. And they were like, we need to have you come perform at this hotel we own. And so they had actually followed through, these drunk guys that she was like, there's no way they're going to actually do this. And so we were staying at this like amazing resort in Santa Barbara. I'm bringing my mom up. We're getting massages and it's all comped and it's so nice. And
hell yeah.
We're going to sing Anti-Hero together, I think. Taylor Swift's Anti-Hero. And then I have two shows in California the next 2 days. So it's just like a weekend of California, and that it's just so nice to not have to get on so many flights. And but yeah, but the thing with your parents is like, it's the same thing on the show alone. People just get in their heads about how much they miss their people at home, how much they miss their family, how much they can't wait to see them. And then they leave the show and they go home. And it's fun. It's like, you know, greetings for like an hour it lasts. And then it's back to like taking them
Everyone's
for granted.
Just doing their own thing. Yeah.
Granted. Yeah. I always say granite because I'm trying to say the opposite. I really can't say that phrase anymore because I always get it wrong. Even I miss Chris so much this weekend. I told him when he got home last night, I got a little bit of an attitude last night because he is working on Beauty and the Beast and it's late nights now because the show is like getting closer. This is what TV production is. You just say goodbye to your loved one and just, it's like he's on the show alone. Like I won't see him. He'll get eaten by a bear. And he came home last night. He said he was going to be home at 8:00 and then it was 8:30. No, it was 8:30 originally was the latest. And then 8:45 was more likely. And then he wasn't home until 9:30. And I just was like hungry, missing him, wanting to see him. And I just got a little bit of a toot and I was like, I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad at like time and I missed you. And I even told him that this weekend I was kind of in like a bummer mood for a little bit of it. Like I was just like kind of down this first day, second day. And and Anya was like, what's going on? And I was like, I think I miss Chris. Like I've never been able to I've never missed anyone. I've never like lived with anyone like in the same bed kind of thing. And I just was like sad. And then I told him, I was like, I missed you for the first time ever being on the road. And he was like, okay, that doesn't feel like, he was like, yeah, okay. And I was like, yeah. And by the third day, I didn't miss him anymore because I was like back to, this is my life. I'm on the road. I compartmentalize. He's there. He's not even for me to hang out with. I can't. It's almost like what I say about when I lose money on something, that money was never mine to have. And I'm like, he's not mine to have on Saturday and Sunday. Get it out of your head. If you think of it as like, I can't have that person, then you don't miss them as much. But I allowed myself to feel miss. And it was nice. Do you miss Brenna when you're on the road? I mean, clearly.
I do. Like you guys, I do. Yeah. And it's hard, especially. Clearly. I feel like Chris.
Sorry, yeah, I dropped clearly. A clearly.
Yeah, clearly. I feel, does Chris tell you that he misses you? Does he like, what's hard is like Brenna will like just be completely honest about being depressed about missing me. And then I feel like so bad about not being there for her, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just those kind of, I'm just like, can you just tell me that you don't miss me? Like almost I want her to be like, I'm living my best life.
Right.
Don't ever come home again, you know? But of course I miss her. I wish I got to a place where I could bring her more often. That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, but she has to work, right?
Yeah, she has to work like a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
I know. That's the ideal life, too. Chris was, he was like, I missed you, too. But he busies himself. He's used to be, we're both, he said he missed me when he did social things. He's like, I would stay longer at this thing if Nikki were with me. That's what he said. He was like, but when I'm home, just like working on my bike, on my computer, watching football, I don't think. And I'm the same way, like, I missed him like at the shows. Like, I want someone to, I just want to like, you know, Anya would be with the merch booth and I would just be like, oh, I just want someone to hang, you know, it would just be like that or, you know, going to bed at night and wanting to watch alone. I think I just missed the show alone and I couldn't watch it without him.
You have to watch and Love Alone is Blind. With somebody.
Have you started Love is Blind again? Like the new episode? No,
not yet.
Right. It's
I got home pretty late last night. Because
you're leaving
me up
tomorrow. You only came home for one day. Why didn't you fly just to straight? Oh, I guess just to see Brenna.
Yeah, and I guess I don't even know. I didn't really think about. Oh, because the Alabama thing was real last second.
So
I wasn't. So even
you
expecting
you had already booked the ticket from.
But I'm staying in Austin all weekend, so I'm pretty excited about that. We're going to go to like the Texas TCU football game, and
is Brenna coming with you?
Yeah, she's going to come on Thursday night.
Nice.
And I have buddies in from New York, and yeah, it's just like the show's Wednesday. I don't know, these weekday shows. When you do the weekends, you're like, I set it up because I wasn't going to do weekends, and now I'm doing weekends. So it's just like, okay, now I'm going back to the airport. I'm home for like 15 hours, but it's good.
So you are doing weekends?
Maybe occasionally. I mean, just randomly.
Right.
But
yeah, it is.
Yeah, no.
It's nice to have a weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun. We're staying at a cool hotel and whatever. But, she picked me up from the airport and that was fucking awesome. Like, there's nothing better than getting picked up from the airport after a long trip by your girlfriend. And she's like, she had
Thai
food for me.
Did you have a boner when you hugged her?
Jesus, no.
Well, I just want to. What did Noah say?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
What did Noah say? I asked him if he had a boner when he hugged her, because you must have, like, been horny for her so much.
Oh, yeah. Like, how soon are you just, like, jumping each other's bones?
You know me, after a fucking couple flights, I just want to sleep. I have a boner the next night. It takes a lot of blood. All my blood's gone. I don't know where it goes. It stays up in the air.
I'm the same way. Same question. I was just...
Did Chris have a boner when you hugged him?
Or like, No. I mean, we got things...
Did you have a boner?
No. It wasn't... It's like... No. I'm going through a dry spell of my life that is not related to my boyfriend at all. I don't crave... I gotta say, I'm too tired for sex. Sex takes too much work.
Dude,
it's so much physical activity. It's like signing up for a F45.
Yeah, I don't want a Peloton.
However many minutes it takes. It's too long. It's not too long. It's just too... And sometimes I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. He even said something the other night, like, hey, I'm just sensing, I'm not taking it personally, but like, you're not like into, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. It's like, am I getting to this age where it like doesn't matter to me anymore? Because it still matters. Sometimes I get really horny on planes for some reason. Like, I don't know if it's, that's where, not all the time, but sometimes. And please, I think it's like 1 out of every 100 times, honestly, because that's how often I fly. But that's where it will hit me sometimes. I never get horny outside of my boyfriend, like, touching me or me watching porn. I never am just, like, triggered by something in the environment, except when I'm on planes, once in a while, 1% of times. So if you see me on a plane, please don't think I'm, like, getting wet and, like, masturbating. It's not happening. I didn't mean
to put
that out there.
Unless you're in first class.
No, not then, because first class is too spread out. I gotta like crumple in a ball to get my fantasies going.
I had a middle seat yesterday and two of like the biggest guys ever, and they were like, there's something to
you
like
always get when the worst luck on flights. Like, I've never met anyone who has worse people sitting next to him on flights.
There's
and how
nothing
did you
worse
get a middle
when,
what
when
happened
you
to you
middle?
What did you why are you getting a middle
it was
seat?
A late flight late booking, and you get there and the guys have the fucking armrests. They already are there before you, and they already have control of the armrest, and you're like, okay, I'm the middle.
Middle gets the armrest. That's
middle
the rule.
Gets the armrest. But the
you don't go over into the other person's seat, but you get the armrest.
So I couldn't get the armrest from the guy on the left. He just wouldn't give it up.
The best way to sleep in a middle seat is to pile up your backpack on top of the table tray and then lean forward on top of it. And use it as a lean-to. And then, like, you can go to sleep. And if you pile your sweatshirt, too, you want to pile it so high, so much higher than you think. And that's the best way to sleep on a middle seat. It's better than an aisle. Aisle, for me, is the worst.
Do you bring it up, though? Should I go, hey, armrest, middle guy?
No, you would never do that. Even if I thought that was a good idea, I'd know that you would never in a million years. Especially if they were men. Andrew's terrified of men.
I'm terrified
almost as much
of
as women
altercation.
Should be.
I don't think
yes,
I trust
you're
myself.
You're more scared
in
of men than women are, I think.
No,
like your
I'm
top
not.
Priority, I'll... like if there's some hot women, you have less. Like most men want to look cool in front of hot women, but you want to look cool in front of hot men. And I'm the same way. I don't care about hot men, like being cool in front of them or looking super hot. I care about looking cool in front of women. What is that?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Because
that
I just want, we want friends more than, or we want social acceptance in the part, people that, because men are never going to have me in their tribe. They're never going to invite me to their gatherings. Like, they're not going to have me really, they're just going to fuck me if they want me. Whereas girls, if they like you, they let you, they want to be friends with you. That's the thing. I think that's it, is that I want companionship more than I want to get railed.
Yes. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what I would have said.
Even though you have a lot of girlfriends, so they do offer you companionship.
Yeah,
guy
but
friends
I also
for
think
women,
like,
not as much.
I feel like I feel it's attainable to get guy friends, but to fuck these girls for most of my life, I didn't feel like it was going to happen anyways.
So why even try? Right. Okay, let's get to the news.
You heard it here first. Heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Breaking news. Sorry, Deandre, say the intro. I just can't believe I just got this text. Are you okay? What's happening?
He's trying to plug his computer in.
Okay, so I just, on my group family chat, my dad just sent a picture of Arlo with his eyes crossed. Okay?
Aww.
And it says underneath, Arlo's reaction to matzo ball soup.
What?
What? We sorry if that's anti-Semitic. This. I don't know what to make of this.
It means it's making him googly-eyed. He loves
like
it.
Oh, like he likes it? Okay, let me just check. Does that mean he likes it, question mark? All right, we'll see. Matzo ball soup, definitely what was on best top one, bottom one. That was Noah's top one. I really want some matzo ball. Can you get vegan matzo ball soup? There's no meat in it, right?
Well, the chicken stock, but you could. Yeah,
oh,
I guess
chicken
you could
stock,
put a
but
matzo
you could probably
ball
do vegetable stock.
Vegetable stock, yeah.
I just want to throw that ball. Is it okay if I want to just take the ball and hold it in my hand to go?
You need an egg.
And make it ASMR video. What?
You need an egg in the matzo ball.
Oh, shit. I'm sure
I
there's substitutes.
They have. They definitely have that.
Substitutes?
For sure.
I didn't say an extra T. all right. What's the news today, Noah? Andrew,
where do you get the
matzo
ball soup? Where do you get the matzo ball soup?
I don't know. There's no delis around my parents' house.
Yeah.
Oh, that means he does like it. Confirmation. We do have breaking news. It does mean he likes it. Okay, good.
Can he do cross-eyed whenever he wants? That's impressive for his
can
age.
Can you guys
right?
do cross-eyed?
That photo looks very artsy also.
Yeah,
yeah,
I can do
that.
He's wearing a striped shirt. I don't know. It just looks very like modern art.
Can you touch your nose with your tongue?
Yeah. No.
I can't. Yeah.
I can't either. Losers. I can wiggle my ears. My party tricks are wiggle my ears, you know, clap the prayer hands behind my back and back bend, and I can cross both eyes.
Whoa.
Like on different directions.
That's fun.
Cool.
Thanks. This way.
Whoa.
This way. So yeah, it makes you look so dumb, like,
dude, you gotta take
and it
more
hurts
photos
my head
like that. It's really funny.
I did it in my Uber the other day. People seem to like it. All right, Noah, what is the news? Jesus Christ, get all to right. it already. Stop.
A TikTok influencer.
You have a boner,
Noah.
No, you have a boner.
Excuse me.
Yeah, do you have a boner, Noah? When you
have a half stock.
Okay. Get news eventually.
All right.
A TikTok influencer faces criminal charges after hitting a golf ball and allegedly throwing her golf club into the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, this dumb bitch. What she's been charged with tons of things, disorderly conduct, because of her TikToks. These people who do if you see a TikTok where someone is causing disruption or pranking someone or just doing something, don't watch it. Don't give it a view. Don't give it a like. Just try to stop yourself from watching it, because these people do not need rewards for this stupid behavior. And everything's staged. And if it's not staged, it's just like a menace to society. Hitting this girl, I wish she fell in the Grand Canyon. This girl is nothing but, I don't even know who this girl is, but reading the laundry list of things she's been like charged with and arrested for on TikTok, wasn't there a ton of stuff, Noah?
Yeah, she's just like a disorderly conduct person.
Yeah, that's like her TikTok is just all that stuff. I'm not on TikTok. How often is that stuff coming up for you, Andrew, where you see stuff that you're like, I don't need this shit?
There's a, like, I see a lot of fighting, I guess, because I watch it long enough to see the knockout.
Don't watch it. Just don't keep give sending these things. Yeah.
Something like that. I would hate.
It's hard to. Well, but, this, no, I was reading this article.
Like, Gwyneth Paltrow like was like, none of these people are talented. And you're like, I'll find the next SNL person. And then we got
well,
to
not
this
from
story.
That. This one girl the other day had the funniest one. She was, this girl was just doing an impression of Swifties and it was just a perfect impression. She was like, you know, 18 and just so funny. And I was like, who is this girl? But I was reading this article about TikTok and how it puts up really disturbing content for some people and you can't help but watch it. And then it gives you more disturbing content where like animals are being abused or people are dying or people are sharing their stories about like molestation and like just triggering stuff like constantly. I am terrified to get on TikTok to see that stuff. I don't want to see, you know, animals dying or getting hurt or people. I just, that's why I never could never watch Tosh.0. I just don't want to see people's balls get ripped open because they're, you know, that's like so much of what's happening is just exploding balls on that show.
Yeah. And
people
I heard
getting
that
concussed.
TikTok, like in other countries, well, it's a, apparently this is like, I don't know if it's just rumor, but in like China, they'll show videos of like kids doing math. And then to us, they show kids like dying in a fire to like make us like,
or like, disobey
like they really
authority.
Control like what the, what videos are being seen here.
Man,
apparently,
I just saw a whole video about like having like it was on Jon Stewart's show, so, which I didn't even know if anyone watched that, but they clipped it out and put it on Reddit, and it was all about, you know, socialized healthcare and how people are like, I like paying taxes. I pay 38% tax, and I like
in
paying
Sweden,
it because
in Sweden,
I don't have to go. My kids get their school paid for and they have a great education. I don't have to, like, you get things if you pay taxes other places. And here, everyone hates taxes because you don't see the result of it anywhere. It's so fucked. Other places, the idea that we, there was another Reddit the other day that was like, why do Americans think, or it was something about, oh yeah, it was a foreigner saying, why do Americans think we want to be them? Like, it is not that way anymore, everyone. Like, it's not, unless you're living in, maybe like Mexico, it's maybe a dream, but there's no one wants to be here anymore. Like, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, we're gonna, there's gonna be people like taking asylum from America. Like,
but we
we're gonna
still
be
think
running
we're the best.
Yeah, I mean,
and there's people that are so much more famous than our celebrities. We think our Hollywood is like the best, and it's like there's celebrities sometimes online where I'll see them and I go, this person is literally 200 million followers and I've never heard of her. A girl named Antila or something. No idea who it is. Yeah. And the most and she's dates Maluma or someone. I'm just like,
they're
who
all
are
one
these people?
Name. Yeah. Yeah.
So famous. So much more famous than our Kardashian. Like, famous. And we have no idea who they are. Our world is so small. We got to go to space. Okay, Noah, next story.
Okay, next one. All right. A good night's sleep can make us more empathetic, more creative, and better partners. A psychologist offers tips to get a good night's rest.
Okay, let's hear him.
All right. So during the day, instead of reaching for caffeine, plunge your head in the freezer. The brief shock of cold activates your arousal system.
Yeah, cold showers wake you up, cold splash on the face, head in the freezer. Oh, man, this guy died in a freezer the other night in Brooklyn. Did you see that story? Maybe it was Queens.
No.
Yeah, that TikTok was
dope.
Donut
place.
Yeah.
And he was cleaning the freezer overnight and he got
trapped in it
at 3 a.m. And by 6 a.m. he died. And he was a, you know, immigrant working hard and like just got caught in this freezer. And it's just so sad. So stick your head in a freezer to wake up. So these are things to get a good night's sleep. Oh, so don't have caffeine because caffeine will prevent good night's sleep.
Yeah. Most people end up having caffeine in their systems as they go to sleep if they drink it through the day. Another good one during the day, carve out time for scheduled worry. So instead of waking up in the middle of the night starting to worry about stuff, if you schedule time to worry during the day, you might prevent it from.
I think that's what meditation is. Honestly, yesterday I sat down to meditate and it was 20 minutes of like me sometimes focusing on my breath for like 2 seconds and then obviously then I would go off on a worry tangent. And then by the end of it, because you're stuck in your brain and it's just, you get to work some shit out. And then by the end of it, I was just much more calmer. I think meditation, people have it as like, you got to be still minded and I'm going to be thinking the whole time. That's what it is. That's what it is. And it seemed like I was doing it to just like, let's just get all, let's let's run into the fire. Let's run into the freezer and see what's in there and then get through it and not get locked out. Yeah, because I haven't been meditating at all. I meditated for 2 years straight every single day, sometimes twice a day. And then I've been on a break for years now. I'm getting back into it. And I just needed it yesterday. And it was just me thinking the whole time and just worrying and just working out about all the things I'm stressed out about. And it actually helped. So, okay. So what are some other
stuff? Here's another one. Declutter your bedroom. Remove all unfinished tasks. Like if you have like a pile of dirty laundry, just put it in another room so you don't look at it before bed.
Oh, okay. Or put it in the corner of your room, one of the four corners. Like
Andrew's four corners.
That is true. Like when I have a really messy room, it's harder for me to sleep. That truly checks out. Yesterday I came home and Chris had hired a cleaner for our apartment. And I walked into a spotless, like the incredible clean apartment that I didn't even recognize, this Airbnb that we are staying in. And they even made my weighted blanket that is on our bed into a bow. Like they squeezed the middle of it. So it was just this big bow on our bed. It was so cute. And I slept so nicely because it was just crisp and cool. And it felt like I was in a hotel. Yeah, there's something about that. Man.
Also, if you have like a worry mind, you're just going to be thinking about like somehow that those clothes on the floor is going to be part of your dream. It's in your head somewhere that you're not.
Is that another room? Clean. Can they go away?
I guess, but that just feels like something's unfinished. I just think the idea is like something's unfinished in your house, and that's why you're not going to be able to sleep perfectly. Unfinished. I know.
Does anyone ever have everything? I was listening to a podcast about time management, and they found that it is people that have no time for anything, and their whole schedule is boom, 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 boom. They are miserable. Okay. And then the more time people have, they get happier and happier and happier and happier. And then the people with all the time in the world, it goes back to miserable. Yes. So it is just as miserable as people that have. Yes. So it is about a balance of like, that's why 4 days into a vacation, you're kind of just like, kind of don't like doing nothing. Like that's why the pandemic made us all crazy. Like having nothing isn't good, but man, the idea that something is coming, like I have a photo shoot tomorrow and it's already stressing me out because I have no shoes. I think I'm going to do it like bare feet just because I don't have any shoes to wear. I didn't bring enough here. That's my stress today is that I have a photo shoot tomorrow on top of filming a show. And then I have sets at night. My mom's in town and I don't have shoes or cute clothes for it. And I could hire my stylist, but it would be thousands of dollars and I just don't want to do it. So what do I do?
Put out a Instagram story of best shoes to wear with this dress. I don't know. Do something.
Use Julie's shoes.
But then I have to get shoes. Julie wears size 6.5 and I'm a 9.5. So that ain't going to happen.
Wear Chris's shoes.
That's actually Chris's a good shoes. Idea. Probably closer to fitting me. It's just being a woman is garbage sometimes, everyone. The amount of shoes you have to have for different outfits. If I were a guy, I could just wear one pair of shoes and change out my pants. Chris was trying on stuff the other night and I was just like, this is so easy.
Where at the store? Like you went shopping?
No, he bought a bunch of stuff from Bonobos and was doing a little fashion show here. And I was just like, that looks good, that looks good, that looks good. And it's all just muted colors, the same shirt in different colors, the same pants in different colors. Like one, it's so fucking easy. And I know it's not easy for all men. Like some guys don't know what the fuck they're doing. But women, you got to have, you know, the jewelry to match the thing. Like, and I know you don't have to, but man, it ups your look. Man it up, Sherlock.
Man.
All right, we got to go to break. We'll come back with more bitching and moaning after this. Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek. And then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it?
Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We're back. My mom just wrote me, by the way. Nikki, did you happen to buy a lottery ticket? Because $2 billion one was in Los Angeles County and they haven't found the winner yet. I hate to tell you, Mom, but no. Yeah, $2 billion. Someone won the jackpot.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It's so much money. But no, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. All right. It's been a while. Why do I care? All right. Now, what's our celeb story of the day?
Celeb story of the day. Newly crowned People's 2022 Sexiest Man Alive, Chris Evans, jokes he's already feeling his age. Getting older, things are clicking and sore, and it's harder to wake up.
Yeah, I'd say things are clicking. You just got People's Sexiest Man Alive. Things are clicking. First of all, I don't agree. No offense to Chris Evans. He is not a hot guy that has ever been on my radar. I love hot guys. I even told Chris last night, I was like, I don't get this one. He is such a plain Jane. There's nothing about him that's interesting. It's just so bland.
He's also 41, I should mention.
He's 41?
Okay, is that too old?
He's feeling it.
No.
Oh. You feel it at 41 a little bit, for
sure. Yeah, you feel things clicking and sticking, but like, Okay, so he's getting older, but he looks better with age, I have to say that, than he did when he was in his 20s and he was in like Not Another Teen Movie or whatever. I just have never been attracted to him. You know who is a guy that looks like him, who does have that next level hotness? What's his name from Top Gun? The blonde guy from Top Gun looks like Chris Evans, but like has a hotness to him.
The one that we thought looked like a chocolate bunny? That guy?
Yeah, the one that you thought was carved out of chocolate. Chris Evans looks like he's carved out of chocolate to me.
Yeah, he does. It just looks like... He's just the American-made man. Like, if you think of, like...
He looks
someone
like he's, like, totally like this.
Yeah, he's like, got blue... He's got blue eyes. He's just, like, very American. He's just... Exactly.
You know what I want in my blonde, boring white men? I want a Chris Pine. There's like structure to his face. There's like piercing blue eyes. There's like full lips. I don't want to. Who is the guy that Katie Holmes dated who is in Not I Know What You Did Last? Or maybe he was. Well, not Freddie Prinze was a great looking guy. But this guy, he was in Election. He's just kind of like, duh. And he was in American Pie. Remember that guy?
Oh, Stifler?
No, Stifler's a great looking blonde guy. This guy isn't blonde. American Pie, he was like the jock guy. Hold on. Gotta look.
Yes,
up.
Chris Pine is a more interesting looking Chris Evans.
Chris Klein.
What is
boring
happening here?
Looking. That's what that Chris Pine and Chris Klein and Chris
wait, what?
Evans so are the same to me.
Yes, I see that.
They're just it's boring. And I have a boring face too. I mean, it takes one to know one. So it just doesn't do it for me. Sexiest man alive, who would you guys say if like to win? Like
Tom Hardy.
Because you want to who? Tom Hardy. Okay.
That's a good one.
I've never really gotten into
Tom Hardy.
That's
a good one.
Oh, love but him.
Really? He's like rugged. He's not looks like a model, but he's just
no,
off
you guys,
a model.
He has cauliflower ear. He looks no.
What?
No. This guy is not. Yes,
what? He does not.
Maybe that was one like of his ears role. Is coming out too far, and not that that's a horrible thing. And his nose is. I don't like his nose. He just looks like a normal person that
that's
you would
fine.
See.
He'll be mine.
He's too
know.
Normal,
he's
Noah.
Here. I mean, there. That's a sexy man right there. That's a.
Wait. Let me see.
He kind of looks like. I think
no.
It's,
that is a basic guy. That's a guy that put on a suit. That just that guy could
his
manage a Quiznos. No, that guy is not special. There is nothing special about that guy's looks. I will not allow it. But okay.
Tom Hardy, if you're listening, you are special to me.
What about someone like Sacha Baron Cohen? Like something outside the box. It's not like you're no
sexiest man alive. No,
I just said a
he's
Jewish
like silly.
Guy.
Like,
what about a Jewish guy?
Yeah, I mean,
didn't
Andrew, who are you gonna go
win?
With?
Didn't what's his name just win? Paul Rudd just won recently.
Yeah, he
didn't
won last
he win
year.
Last year,
I get that.
He's really hot.
But Paul Rudd, again, is just that all-American look. He looks like Chris Evans if Chris Evans never worked out. Like, they kind of have
Obama.
The same. That'd be hot, I guess, yeah. I mean, it'd be weird to be
he's
like...
He's mine. No, I guess mine is probably... God, who is just, like, bringing it?
I mean...
Cole from Love is Blind. No! Okay, you know who?
He looks like Chris Evans.
He's so cute. No, he's a cutie. Clay from season 8 of Alone. Holy moly. I had to tell Chris, I'm like, I am attracted to... Is it weird to be watching a show with your boyfriend and just you feel so attracted to one of the people? You have to let him know. Like, if I was watching it with my girlfriend, I'd be like, I can't get over it. Like, I had to tell him. So Clay
did you tell
in
him
season
at the beginning?
Eight,
of what about
no,
oh,
I,
Henry Cavill?
The feelings built, and I was like, I'm keeping this to myself. And then it felt like I was keeping a secret from him because every time Clay would come on screen, and so now it's a joke with us. Every time Clay does anything, I'm just like, he is just so strong. He's poetic. Like, he misses his, I'm just like, he mentions his wife, and I like growl. Yeah, it's become like a joke for us, but I felt like I was cheating on him with my thoughts by watching the show with him and not telling him how I felt about Clay. All right, let's get to our Wednesday segment that Noah has come up with. I love this idea. It's new. Hey. It's fun. Let's do it.
Okay, this segment is called Finish the Taylor Swift Lyric. I'm going to read a Taylor Swift lyric, and you guys are going to finish it with your own interpretation.
With our own words. So we're not guessing what the It's not like this is a guessing game of like how well do you know Taylor Swift's lyrics. This is like how would you finish the song if you were talking?
Right.
Or how would you finish the lyric? Yes. Okay. This is going to be fun.
That you're, Okay. So first one. They say all's well that ends well, but I'm in a new hell.
Let me just add the word every time. Every time you.
Every time you.
So she's talking to someone. So they say all's well that ends well, but I'm in a new hell every time you blank. Mine would be ask me to go hiking.
Oh, we don't have to sing it. It's just.
I will. Can if you... All's well that ends that well, ends but well. I'm in a new hell every time. You asked me to go outside. You said if we stopped at REI, we could get some good supplies that would make it so I didn't want to die. The idea of you and me on a cliff is disgusting, and I don't want to do it now. Let's watch alone instead. I want to watch people being outside. I don't want to do it. Please don't make me Ted, I forgot your name is Chris. Okay.
Klein.
Klein. Okay, Andrew, what makes you want to die? Or what's your, I'm in a new hell every time you
ask me to go shopping because we never just get one thing. I like to go in and out. I don't want to sit there while you try on 40 things. Seriously, why are we going back in this store?
Does she like you to look at her in different things? Does she need your support? Why does she not just go by herself?
Because I think that is probably it. She likes when I sit down when I have to shit. I gotta find one in Nordstrom's. Is it all the way to the left? Oh, it's to the right. Oh my God, I'm gonna shit. Oh my God,
I feel the same way about shopping. With my boyfriend, it's so boring. He takes longer than me. I go into stores and then I see a shirt. I put it over my shirt that I am wearing in the store. I don't go and try it on in a dressing room because I know the lighting will be shit and I'll look like I'm on Zoom.
A buffoon.
Yeah, nice. I hate going shopping too. And Chris takes longer than me, and it's not like he's like torturous, but I end up being like sitting on the couches with the guys that are waiting for their wives. He likes shopping, like, and taking his time and trying on things and being meticulous, and I just that's
I
why I have so many items that I don't.
If we have a there's a goal in mind, like you go, oh, you want these Nikes, and they're at Champs. Let's do it. That's fun. Let's go. We'll go. Then we'll go get food.
No, that's not what shopping is to women. Shopping is like, let's see what's out there and see what
happens.
Let's
see what's out there.
Yeah. And I do like shopping. Me and Noah went shopping.
We went to the vintage store.
That was so successful. Did that mini skirt work? Have you worn it yet?
Yes.
Boner.
Yes.
Noah bought a mini skirt just for home use. And a black mini skirt.
Get things off the top shelf. What's happening?
I have been looking for just like a black mini skirt.
I picked up at the airport. Spend...
He did have a boner.
Oh.
I was looking for a black mini skirt for I don't know how many months that I didn't like spend too much money on because I don't like wearing mini skirts in public. We walk into this vintage shop. Nikki is in there for less than 2 seconds and she's like, "Here you go."
It really was the first 30 seconds shocked. That I'm so fast. I'm just,
you're so efficient. And,
but I, you know, we were there. I got a really cool belt with stars on it. I got some pants that I like, that I love too. So I do like shopping, but I like vintage shopping and that's where you go. And I don't know what I'm going to find, but mall shopping, retail shopping, when I just see everything as future landfill, it makes me want to die. Okay. Next Taylor Swift
next
thing.
One. How'd we end up on the floor anyway? You say.
Okay, so this is your boyfriend or your girlfriend asks you, how'd we end up on the floor anyway, you say? And then what do you say? Wait a second. No, she asked that. So you ask, how'd we end up on the floor anyway? And then what do they say? Or let's do it the other way. They ask you, how did you...
Yes, that's what I imagine.
What the hell is happening?
You guys
right
are on the floor.
Now. I feel very confused.
Okay, so you're on the floor with
the
your significant other.
Okay.
Okay? And in the morning. And then they ask, How did we end up on the floor anyway, you say? And then what do you say?
I started drinking again, and I'm sorry. I had a few Jaeger bombs. It was my way. And now I just fucking pissed on you all the day.
I bent down to pet our cat, Nacho, that's how, or whatever cat's name, Mango, that's how. And now I can't get up now.
Because I'm like Chris Evans.
Fucking weak.
I'm like Chris Evans because, like, I can't get up either, you know? We're so alike.
Oh, yeah, so, you guys with your creaky bones.
Have you ever started having sex on your bed and you end up on the floor somehow? That's happened like twice in our relationship, and it's really funny.
No, I'm not dating a 25-year-old.
Yeah, not
in this relationship. She's 26, Nikki. Fucking A. God, I'm so sick of that.
I don't think we've ever ended up on the floor. Actually, no, that's not true. We have, but that was when we were... we've ended up on the floor. It's been so long, though, since it's been like that. I did read a thing on Reddit yesterday that was like, just know that anytime you go over someone's house and you're on their couch, that couple has had sex on that couch.
Yeah, every part of the house.
I think about that all the time.
And I was like, yeah, I used to have a couch and my roommate had sex on my couch before I did.
Hey, I was alone. And stained it. I was alone.
You had sex with the couch. That's different.
That comes inside the couch. Thank you. It's not on top of it.
Big J. Wilkerson he said that when he was a kid, he used to stick his dick in between the couch cushions, and that's how he would jerk
off.
It's
so smart. I don't understand why more people wouldn't do that. How did it end up on the floor anyway? We're staying at an Airbnb, and the table is small, and that's the only place we could eat our Thai. That's the answer.
Oh, nice. Gotcha.
That's why I'd be on the floor with my boyfriend, probably is eating food. Or
Cindy Ninian style. It's very tough.
Yeah, but I can't see us having sex on this floor. It's very rough and hard and not.
Maybe if
good.
You started
All right,
on the
next
floor.
Next lyric. Yeah. If we started on the floor, we'd end up in the basement.
Have you banged on that couch behind your shoulder?
No, not yet. Have not.
Someone at that Airbnb has.
That made me feel sad when I read that thing. I was like, oh, Chris and I haven't christened that fucking love seat. It's not a love seat yet.
Yeah.
Love seat on this face. Okay.
All right. This next lyric comes from Nothing New, which features Phoebe Bridgers.
Phoebe Bridgers, yeah.
And I know it's sad, but this is what I think about. I wake up in the middle of the night. What do you think about?
Oh, and I know it's sad. Probably exactly what that song is about, which is being replaced by younger women. But mine is actually, what do I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about? The photo shoot I have to do the next day and how much sleep I'm not going to get before. Just looking at my week and worrying about, isn't it funny you wake up in the middle of the night when you could be sleeping to worry about how much sleep you're not going to get the coming days?
It's the worst.
That's what I worry about. I worry about how I'm going to have to cancel a meeting that I do the next day and postpone it, which is what I'm going to do right after this meeting or this podcast. I'm going to postpone a meeting that I don't want to have because I just don't have anything to really say yet on the matter. And and then I'm going to go crawl back in bed. And it's a clean room, so I'm going to sleep well. What about you, Andrew? What do you worry about in the middle of the night?
Probably... It depends, but if I have to do something in the morning, I tend to worry about waking up in the morning, which then keeps me up at night, which is fucking annoying.
So like a flight or a call?
Yeah.
Tea
time? Something that you
Would
can't
a tea
get
time
out
keep
of.
You up?
Tea time, anything that I feel like I can't get away from. If I feel trapped by any means,
yes.
I'm very bad. That's just in anything in my life. But yeah.
Yes.
That and
commitment
probably
foam.
Like, yeah, that and just, I don't know. There's so many sad fucking things going on in the world. Well, how can you sleep perfectly? I always wonder how people... Oh, no, I sleep all the way through the night. I never... Like, how? I've never...
I wake up in the middle of the night, but I don't... I really don't wake up to worry. I don't. I don't think I said that, but I wake up to go to the bathroom, and then I just go back to bed. It's rare that I don't just go back to sleep.
Do you look at your phone when you go to the bathroom? Will you...
I would. No, because I'm usually still tired.
Yeah.
I just wake up bleary-eyed, and I just go to the bathroom, and then I just kind of go back to bed, and I look at the time, and then I just fall back asleep.
Okay, if you have to pee or poop, do you what do you do
poop
with
in the middle of the night? No, that's never happened. What?
What? Wait, you've never
I've never had to wake up in the middle of the night and had to poop, ever. Literally
what?
Ever. No. My body just knows that it's not time in the middle of the night. That's just, it wouldn't happen for me.
You've never had bubble guts in your stomach and you're like, oh no, I can't wait.
It's always
and you
probably
have
waited
to
the morning. I've never really pooped in the morning either. It's always like after I have, like, it'll be after this podcast that it's like time for me.
Wow. I poop so many times in the middle of the night. So many
really?
Times. Yeah.
Interesting.
I was going to ask if you turn the light on or do you just shit in the dark or do you pee in the dark?
No, I turn. It depends. I can do both, though. It doesn't wake me up to turn on the light too much. Just don't look at your phone. Don't go back in your phone. It's going to wake you up.
Yeah,
for sure. It's almost like you want to stay up. Like you guys got to, you're only up to get to the bathroom and then get back in your little sleeping bag. All right, final thought. Let's do one more.
And now that I'm grown, I'm scared of.
And now that I'm grown, I'm scared of.
The show Alone.
No, I don't know what I'm scared of now. And now that I'm grown, I'm scared of. Not being as talented as people think I am. Or that I've tricked everyone into thinking I am.
Getting murdered
while
jogging. Now
that I'm grown, I'm scared of people having expectations from me and not meeting them. And now that I'm grown, I'm scared of comedians talking behind my back and saying I'm not that funny. And now that I'm grown, I'm scared of people making fun of me. And now that I'm grown, I'm scared of my skin falling off my face. And now that I'm grown, I'm scared of just aging. And now that I'm grown, I'm scared of my hair falling out. And now that I'm grown, I'm scared of not having cute enough clothes. And now that I'm grown, I'm scared of all the same things I was scared of when I was young. What about you, Andrew?
I'm grown, I'm scared I can't get hard without a pill.
Okay, that's it for us, you guys. Thank you for listening to the show. We will be back tomorrow with one more show to round out the week. Love you guys so much. See you this weekend, hopefully. And don't be and jackpot. Because I couldn't think of anything else.
Yeah,
just
pot.
Classic.
It feels like a nice pot today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jackpottery. Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We are talking every single episode of every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits. Streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.